So I'd like to offer you kind of another practice that you could play with today. Of course, you can continue to practice mindfulness of breath or the body if you're still, you know, engaging in that practice and finding it fruitful and helpful, then you know, continue to practice that way. I just put this out as another option. It's sometimes called choiceless awareness. I sometimes call it just open presence. It's kind of allowing a variety of meditation objects to come into awareness. I always like the instruction that the Buddha gave to Bahia as a way to look at this type of meditation. Bahia asked the Buddha for some brief instructions, and I won't go into the story of Bahia, which is interesting in and of itself, but here's the instructions that, you know, he only had a couple of minutes, and so this is what the Buddha offered. Here in Bahia, you should train yourself thus. In the seen will be merely what is seen. In the heard will be merely what is heard. In the sensed will be merely what is sensed. In the cognized will be merely what is cognized. In this way, you should train yourself, Bahia. It sounds real simple, but it's often not how we engage with our reality. In the seen, there is merely what is seen. So what often happens is the mind jumps in with all kinds of commentary, decision, judgments about what is seen. And what the Buddha's instructing here is to go back to that raw, direct experience and being with that. So why? I mean, what's helpful about being with the raw experience? I think there's a number of things that is helpful for that. One is it brings us to our natural state before the mind comments and judges. And what are the consequences of this making judgments is to perpetuate these obsessive patterns of mind. So if we judge the contents of mind to be good or positive or fortunate, we grasp at them. And by doing this, we reinforce those patterns. If we judge the contents of mind to be important, we focus on them, watching to see where they lead. If we judge the contents of mind to be bad or negative, we tend to resist them. And although the patterns will be suppressed, they will continue to persist on an unconscious bias. So every form of reactivity to our mental patterns actually invests them with additional power. That's that statement, what we resist persists, what we grasp also persists. So this type of meditation is awareness of our sense experience, whatever's arising in the senses, including cognizing in the mind, without judgment, without decision, and without commentary. And noticing if there's decision, judgment, or commentary that's arising. Notice if there's even judgment regarding the arising of judgment. We can try to suppress the judgment, which of course reinforces it. So I'm not saying this is an easy thing to do. I mean, it's simple to say. More difficult and challenging, I guess, to put into practice. So when the mind no longer clings anywhere, not even to the idea of not clinging anywhere, we realize either suddenly or gradually that we truly already are that for which we are searching. So I'm going to offer you two options, and hopefully this doesn't get too confusing. If you're newer to the practice, what you might want to try is beginning with the breath, following the breath, and then if another sense experience predominates in your awareness, allow the awareness to settle on that. Kind of like what we did with the body. If a body sensation predominates in your awareness, you moved your attention to the body sensation, and when it faded from awareness, you brought your attention back to the breath. It's the same kind of thing, except now it's all of your experience. Sounds, smells, tastes, body sensations, thoughts. So you allow that to be held in awareness. So with thoughts, it's not, thinking and, entertaining the thoughts, but just thinking. You might even give it that light, gentle note. Thinking, hearing, smelling, tasting. Hold that in awareness. So that becomes your foreground of attention, and the breath kind of fades into the background. And when that fades from awareness, drawing attention back to the breath in the foreground until something else pops up, becomes predominant in your awareness. That then goes to the foreground, the breath to the background. So it's a kind of a foreground background with the breath. And just allowing whatever arises. You're not searching for anything. You're not trying to control anything. You're resting in the breath and allowing your experience just to be. And what arises is what you bring your attention to, your awareness. So in this, nothing is outside the scope of awareness. Your full range of humanity is allowed. And you can also look at, so what happens when you're mindful of these? It's a bit of an investigation. Do they get stronger, weaker? Do they stay the same? Notice your relationship to what arises. Do you notice aversion, grasping, judgment? And then realizing that your physical sensation that's arising, for example, is quite different than the reaction to it, can kind of help you find some balance in the midst of discomfort. So we're developing an intimacy with our experience, which can be a wellspring of wisdom. So that's kind of option one, that foreground, background, the breath, and then something else comes into the foreground, allowing attention to rest on that. The other is kind of an open presence, letting go manipulation or control of your experience. Just sit, resting, kind of like the Zen, just sitting. Just being present, an open presence, without trying to move toward anything. Not even your natural state. Allowing, just so we're resting in that natural state. We allow everything to be as it is. Because the peace and stillness is already there. It's not something we have to go searching for. It's already there. It's just the mind's constant commentary that draws us away from that. So all we have to really do is stop trying to reach it and just allow it. So when Daryl says, we're already free. It's that natural state, that Buddha nature, as it's sometimes called, is already there. We're just allowing it. So all we have to do is get out of the way. Stop trying to reach it. When we get out of the way and make no effort to change our experience, an underlying natural state of being starts to rise into consciousness. And it's not an altered state in any way, it's our natural state. So we find that we can't find this natural state through the egoic controlling of our state of being. Our consciousness is just freed to wake up from its identification with body, thought, feelings, personality, by allowing this natural state to just by allowing the natural state. We let go of everything, including our thinking mind, our preconceived notions of what meditation is, any control, any effort. We simply rest in open receptivity. And when we notice that we're starting to manipulate things in some way, we let it go. Sometimes awareness will rest in itself, and for no reason it may spontaneously become interested in something, like a whistle of a bird. And then it may rest in itself again. So when left uncontrolled, this awareness kind of follows a natural rhythm. Just allowing that to be. This is how emptiness kind of moves within. It's our true nature, or Buddha nature, beyond any self-image. So those are two options. If you're newer to the practice, I would encourage you, to practice the first one. If you've been at this for a while, and perhaps this is your practice. I know in some of the groups that people were talking about, this is more the style of their practice, is this open presence with effortless effort. So we'll sit.